The Jazz Age and Prohibition, page 34. An Underground Culture.
Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. It was America in the 1920s, a place where Wall Street was on the rise, cops were on the take, jazz was in the air, and alcohol had been banished. But it certainly hadn't vanished. Historian Michael McGurr joins us to talk about the romance and the reality of this fabled time. And we'll also hear the music of Bix Beiderbecke, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Bessie Smith, and more. It's the Big Speakeasy, Jazz in the Age of Prohibition, coming up next on Nightlights. On January 16, 1920, alcohol became illegal in the United States of America. That same year, Mamie Smith recorded Crazy Blues, which would sell a million copies and help pave the way for the music media explosion of the 1920s, a decade often called the Jazz Age, but one you could simply call the Age of Sound, because suddenly sound was everywhere in the form of radio, phonographs, and by 1927, talking pictures. Jazz was indeed a big part of that sound, and with the coming of Prohibition, it flourished in the underground bars known as speakeasies around the country. A new music born in a time of complexity and change, and now aligned, for better or worse, with a culture of forbidden liquor that also gave rise to organized crime.